an important vote in the Senate today on, well, it's a whole package of tax incentives, but of course the one you're most interested in is the renewal of the dollar a gallon federal biodiesel incentive. Tell us, where are we at with that right now?
Well, well, as you referenced today, the Senate is having a vote as we speak on a motion to invoke cloture. And what that means in English is that they're having a vote on whether to limit debate and bring the tax bill that's been talked about a lot in the media to a final vote for final passage. That's a motion that typically requires a 60 vote margin to prevail. And right now, as we speak, and the vote is being held open because there's some senators who are traveling from the Midwest and have gotten caught up in all the nasty weather. But right now, the margin is 80-11 in favor of invoking cloture, which is a very positive vote. It's a strong bipartisan majority voting to invoke cloture on this. So what this does, essentially, is put us on a glide path to have Senate passage within the next day or two of the tax package that's carrying everything from two-year extension of the Bush tax cuts and some other items, and as it applies to the biodiesel industry, obviously a retroactive extension through 2011 of the biodiesel tax incentive, which is something that the National Biodiesel Board and the U.S. biodiesel industry are very supportive of.
For our listeners who are maybe not as familiar with the biodiesel tax incentive, explain what that is and what it does.
Sure. It's a $1 per gallon tax incentive, and it's a blender's tax incentive. And what it accomplishes from a policy perspective is it's structured in a very unique way so that the value of that incentive gets reflected in the price of fuel in the marketplace, and it helps accomplish the goal of making biodiesel price competitive in the marketplace with conventional petroleum diesel fuel. And the benefits of doing that are pretty clear, that if you're going to try to encourage, you know, increased use of a domestic renewable, the only advanced biofuel we have that's at commercial scale right now, this is an awfully effective way of doing it. And when you had a seamless biodiesel tax incentive in place from 2005 through 2009, you know, you got the desired result. You saw a significant increase in production capacity. You saw significant increase in production and use here domestically. With reinstatement of the tax incentive, we'll see that again coming up in 2011.
Well, and of course, you kind of hit on part of the key there is, you know, getting it through and getting it final passage. I mean, you can get the cloture vote that people will agree that, okay, we're going to stop debate on this. Are there enough votes in the Senate to pass it in that chamber?
Well, you never want to, you know, the old saying, you never want to count your chickens before your eggs hatch. But, you know, typically, you know, when you're looking at, you know, 80 plus votes on a cloture vote, that's a very strong bipartisan vote on cloture in the United States Senate. When you get to final passage, it only requires a simple majority or 51 votes. 50 plus one, if the vice president has to break a tie for final passage. So the operating assumption is that if you're able to clear the 60 vote hurdle that you need to get on cloture on that first vote, that getting a simple majority, the lower standard basically on final passage shouldn't be an issue. And so with the cloture vote like this, we're fairly confident that you'll see the Senate pass this bill within the next couple days.
Now, we might be able to get the Senate to pass it. What about the House, though? There's a lot of Dems in the House that are not happy with the deal that was President Obama struck with the Republicans.
Well, you certainly have. The media reports on this have been, you know, that's been reported pretty widely, that within the Democratic caucus in the House, you have some serious angst, and among that, some of it's based on policy. For example, they have a concern about extending the top tax rates at a lower level that is consistent with the Bush tax cuts, concern about some of the estate tax provisions that were part of the agreement reached by the president and some of the Republicans in Congress. And then you have some that are concerned about the process, where they felt as if the House Democratic Caucus wasn't part of the negotiation, or wasn't involved as they should have been. Now, you know, once the Senate approves this package, it will go back to the House. Obviously, we, on behalf of the National Biodiesel Board and the U.S. biodiesel industry, we would like to see that the House pass the bill quickly, just as the President is asking them to do, without changes. So, and if that happens, it will go to the President for signature. Now, you're getting conflicting signals off the Hill right now.
You're in D.C. there. What's your feeling? I mean, what are you hearing? What are you hearing there? Is there enough to pass it?
Well, right now, I think that the current majority, you know, the Democrats who still control the House at this point, are trying to figure out how they're going to play this. And there's a variety of, you know, things that could happen. Everything from them eventually taking the bill that the Senate is going to pass here in the next couple of days and passing it as is and sending it to the president. That would be the preferred option. You know, there's the possibility of them changing the bill and sending it back to the Senate. Now, that would be, a colleague of mine dubbed that would be a very high stakes game of chicken with the American taxpayers. having their tax liability on January 1 at stake. I'm not trying to duck your question. I just don't think that they have decided at this point whether or not how exactly they're going to deal with it. That being said, I mean, just again, public media reports and statements being made by members of Congress, particularly in the House, you're starting to see a consensus, I wouldn't say a consensus, but you're seeing a sentiment expressed, giving themselves some wiggle room, recognizing that, having a massive tax increase on January 1 is not necessarily an outcome that they want to have. So we're just going to have to stay tuned and see how this plays out over the next couple of days. I will say that it's probably helpful that you're getting such a strong bipartisan vote out of the Senate today. I think it's also helpful as well that the administration seems very engaged and fully engaged in trying to win this vote and get this bill to the president's desk.
How concerned are you, though, that, the clock runs out, we get into the new Congress where the Republicans have control of the House? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for that incentive? I mean, if we run into next year until it gets considered by the House or approved by the House?
Well, you know, our focus right now in terms of our advocacy efforts are dealing with the situation that we have at hand right now, and that is and that's trying to do what we can in a constructive way to try to get this package through. This bipartisan package, get it through by the end of the year. It'd be pretty speculative to try to, you know, say exactly how things would play out in the new Congress. I mean, I will say that the one thing that the biodiesel tax credit has had going for it, ever since its inception in 2004, is that it's enjoyed, pretty broad bipartisan support up on Capitol Hill. All the bills that have always been introduced dealing with the tax incentive and votes that have been had on the tax incentive have always enjoyed, bipartisan support. We don't view it as a Republican or a Democratic issue. We have people from all ideological stripes and political parties who support the tax incentive because it's good policy. So, hopefully common sense will prevail here. The tax incentive will come out of the Senate with as part of this larger package with a strong bipartisan vote. And hopefully the House, after making its concerns known, I think they've done a pretty good job of doing that publicly. I think that hopefully we will see a positive vote come out of the House before they adjourn for the year.
How worried are you, though, that maybe some fiscal hawks might shoot this down, saying we don't want to spend this money on something like this?
Well, it's certainly a concern. Now, we would obviously point out that that the biodiesel tax incentive, you get an awful lot of economic bang for the buck in terms of economic growth, job creation, energy security benefits, environmental benefits. There are a whole host of benefits that justify putting this tax incentive in place. I mean, I think that you are going to see, just as we're seeing now in this Senate vote, I think that you're going to see those who vote against the package. You're probably going to see some from the from the far right, some very conservative members, and you'll see some very liberal progressive members who vote against it as well for different reasons. Some of them, like you said, budget hawks may have concern with a larger package, specifically with some of the unemployment benefits or some of the other items that were thrown into the package. But this is a good buy. Right now the vote total is now at 81-12. Hopefully that's a good signal of where this is going.
Are you disappointed though that it had to come down to an 11th hour thing like this? That this, for lack of a better phrase, has not been a big priority of the Obama administration. They did not push this through as they did maybe some other pet projects that they wanted to get through Congress, and now we have to try to do it at the last minute with a possible change in Congress coming up.
Well, it certainly has been a frustrating process throughout the year for the people that I represent. In the U.S. biodiesel industry, there are people out there who are just trying to play by the rules and figure out how they should move forward. Who have invested their life savings in biodiesel plants and are trying to do the right thing. The process of doing tax extenders and the biodiesel tax incentive was something that started in December of last year. And there was back and forth in both the House and Senate. You had huge hang-ups with PAYGO provisions that were controversial, and it's had a detrimental impact on the U.S. biodiesel industry. There's no question about it. Hopefully, we will end the year on a bright note and have a retroactive extension of the tax incentive through 2011, which is called for in this bill. If we get that, 2011 could line up to be a very good year for the U.S. biodiesel industry. The one thing that has really hurt throughout this year, it's the lack of the incentive obviously has an effect. But from a business standpoint, this isn't unique to the U.S. biodiesel industry. Businessmen just need to have stability. They need to know what the rules of the game are. And you have something that clearly has a huge impact on the market, like the biodiesel tax credit. You're not sure if it's there or not. You don't know how to plan on it. You're following things that are going on in Congress. It really sets up for a volatile marketplace, and it makes what is already a volatile marketplace even that much more volatile. So the stability that you're going to get by getting this tax incentive back in place, at least for retroactive and then at least through 1 year, we think will certainly help the year going forward.
Manning, some great information. Anything else I guess you'd like our audience to understand, what about what's going on and what you expect and what you hope will happen at the end of the day?
Well, clearly at the end of the day, what we're hoping to see here is that this tax package that's garnering some very good bipartisan support coming out of the Senate. We're hopeful that at the end of the day, that crosses the goal line, gets signed into law by President Obama, and that the industry moves forward and we concentrate on what we'd like to primarily be doing, which is producing fuel that displaces foreign petroleum, with good renewable fuels made here at home. The session's winding down. They're supposed to finish up by the end of this week, and there's a possibility that the Senate could be into session into the week of Christmas. But to the degree that any of your listeners are so moved, it's always good to let your federal elected officials know where you are on this issue, and that it's important that they get this done before they adjourn for the year. For those who've been your listeners who've been doing that, I have a suspicion that a lot of them have. We certainly appreciate the support. We're close. Hopefully, we're close to getting a good outcome here. There's a lot of good energy, job security, environmental benefits that come from doing this. It's good policy, and hopefully, Congress will do the right thing here before they adjourn.